Well, now, look up. The FAA says it expects drone sales to climb from 2.5 million last year to 7 million in 2020. That's a lot of drones in the air. And across the country, flight instructors are working to make sure drone operators use these remote-controlled machines safely and follow federal rules. Brian Bull from member station KLCC reports on one effort in Eugene, Oregon.
All right, Mr. Bob. Great to see you.
At Eugene Toy and Hobby in Eugene, Oregon, manager Mark Agater shows off shelves of brightly colored drones.
The most popular one is a Dromeda Kodo HD. The HD camera this year was an innovation, an upgrade by them.
Drones here can sell from $35 to $1,000, depending on size, power, and accessories.
They're extremely easy to fly compared to airplanes or helicopters, for example. You know, you take it off from a standing start on the ground. You don't have to be going at 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. A lot of them come with cameras or visual equipment, so it just adds another feature of interest for a lot of people.
But some air traffic controllers and pilots like Mary Rosenblum are wary of the flying machine's popularity. She recalls a near miss in 2012 as she flew her single-engine Cessna out of a small airport near Portland.
I had a glimpse of a bright, shiny green object that zipped past me, missing my wing on the right by about 6 inches. I was 1,000 feet above the ground.
The FAA says they average 100 reports of drones in controlled airspace a month. Rosenblum says drone operators need to exercise common sense and a general awareness of their environment.
There's no reason that drones and aircraft should cause problems for one another, but it really will make it a much more compatible coexistence if the people who are operating drones have an understanding of where aircraft are and where they're not.
Enter Brandon Wynn. He's a flight instructor at Lane Community College, a job that often takes him here to the Eugene Airport. He helps teach a brand new class on drones.
Now this guy, you can also upgrade the motors on it, and you can get this guy booking 30, 40 miles an hour.
Wynn maneuvers a drone across a conference room. It's about the size of a Frisbee. Some consumer models can weigh up to 55 pounds and require two people to carry them. Regardless of size, Wynn says,
for all practical purposes, it is still an airplane in the air. It is still something that can cause deaths if you're not careful.
Collisions with windshields, engines, rotors, or wings can be dangerous to pilots, passengers, and people below. Wynn says the FAA released new regulations last summer that should help cut the potential for accidents.
They allowed UAS to fly all the way up to 400 feet, and you have to stay outside of 5 miles of any airport. The FAA has come out with a really awesome app for the phones. It's called Before You Fly, and it'll take weather, location, and a few other factors in there, daylight even, and it'll tell you, yes, you're good to fly.
Wynn hopes the students learn the do's and don'ts of drone operation. News reports through the years have included stories of rescue copters and fire planes having to divert away from drones hovering in their path. At Lane Community College's downtown campus, students learn drone basics and FAA regulations. Co-instructor Sean Parrish shares one called Part 107.
Which allows for commercial operations of small unmanned aerial systems. The big reason for that is it has allowed a lot of photographers and other professionals to utilize drones for making money.
That business angle is what drew many students here, including Matthew Corson Finnerty. He's taking the class to help him better market his bike shop called Bike Friday.
What I'm really excited to do is to be able to use a drone to capture our bicycles in motion, to be able to fly alongside someone as they're cycling, or to be able to go up into the sky and get a nice downward shot of them riding.
And Zach Erdman is a home inspector and energy auditor. He says he'll use drones in his work.
And not actually putting myself up on a roof of a house with icy roofs and snow cover. I figured this would be a great way to introduce myself to this kind of technology and see if it's something that we can incorporate into our business.
And hobbyists like Dan Scheidel just want to learn the basics of safety, privacy, and security.
Don't fly near emergency areas, or you can't fly in national parks. Just follow the rules so you don't ruin the fun for the rest of us. Don't be that guy.
This land was made for you.
Even Lady Gaga is abiding by the rules. Her Super Bowl halftime show featured hundreds of drones doing synchronized maneuvers. Turns out they were all pre-recorded well before the coin toss. The FAA prohibits drones within a 35-mile radius of any stadium hosting the big game. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene, Oregon.
Thank you, Brian. Anytime we can fit Lady Gaga into a piece, we will. It's Here and Now.